This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show, hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. As I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios, when you need certainty in a home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Okay? I'm going to tell you exactly not what I can do, but what I will do. I'm going to be here hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. Okay? The JR Sport Brief Show gets started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to everybody for tuning in. All right? It's real simple. You can listen in your car, on our local, or on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can listen on SiriusXM Channel 206. You can listen on Apple Music. And, of course, the free radio.com app. Yeah, you could take the show with you in your pocket. You can, you know, if you're doing deliveries and you don't want to miss a minute or a second, just put it on the app. If you're at home, if you're at work, if you got one of those smart speakers, just tell it, play CBS Sports Radio. Plenty to talk about, plenty to do. Last night after the Monday night football game, there was a lot to discuss based around Tom Brady and the Buccaneers and what they did, what they didn't do, the attention that Tom Brady receives and what he doesn't do, like shake people's hands after a loss. He seems like a sore loser. He seems like a sucker. And so I know he got a lot of attention about that over the past 24 hours. But having said that, there are some other issues and things that we didn't get a chance to discuss. We didn't have an opportunity to talk about Tua Tagovailoa and his benching. We'll go ahead and do that. The Dallas Cowboys, it's hard to say or hard to imagine, but they actually have some life, which is a wild thing to say, that there's a legit opportunity or possibility that they might make the playoffs. There was so much that went on during the weekend involving the NBA as free agency kicked in on Friday evening. We didn't talk about Michael Jordan just deciding to be very generous when it comes down to the cash, when it comes down to the money. And so there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to discuss. You know, even tonight, we're a day away from the start of college basketball season. That'll get rolling tomorrow. And then tonight, we actually got the college football playoff rankings for the first time this season. Alabama number one, Notre Dame at two, Clemson three, Ohio State at four. Interesting. Well, not that interesting. It doesn't look like there'll be a Pac-12 team that can make it. Everybody in the West Coast can basically, I guess, kick rocks right now. Who knows how many games they have an opportunity to play. So these rankings will just be interesting, and it is not a damn surprise on here. Let's just see how the schedule can pretty much run out. You can hit me up at any time at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up anytime, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And kind of restarting on what I said about Tom Brady. There's, of course, Tom Brady, six Super Bowl rings and trying to win another one and, you know, Pro Bowl team and all of this. And of course, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers are going to get all of the damn attention. But the team that actually beat them last night, they deserve their fair share of attention as well. And that happens to be the Rams. You know, this is a what was supposed to be a transition period for the Los Angeles Rams. If you look at a team that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, a team, or actually early last year, depending on how you want to look at things logistically, they went 13-3. They had Todd Gurley. They had a Jared Goff who almost threw for 5,000 yards. He gave you 32 touchdowns. He was efficient. Everybody, these guys had Sean McVay looking like a genius. Their offense, one of the best in the league between Cooks and Woods, and Higbee was even getting in on some of the action there. This was Brandon Cooks when he was actually healthy enough to play. I gotta preface things and put that in there. But the threat of Todd Gurley certainly helped as well. And they were one of the top offenses in the NFL. Well, this year, supposed to be a transition year, as I said, you could look at the Rams, and to be honest, I expected them to be a team. I expect them to be okay. This is the year that Jared Goff, someone who got paid all that money, he was supposed to go out there and lead the team. The keys were in his hand. What are you going to do with, at the time, or without now, one of the top running backs in the game in Todd Gurley? What do you do as a quarterback who now has to lead the team instead of just trying to go out there and babysit it or just try to get your offensive weapons involved? What do you do with less? And so as you take a look at this Rams offense, I still to a certain degree feel that watching the Rams, looking at what the Rams are doing, it feels like, yeah, Jared Goff is babysitting the team. Last night as the Rams beat the Bucks 27-24, Jared Goff went out there, gave you 376 yards in the air, threw three touchdowns, two interceptions. Robert Woods hauled in 130 yards. Cooper Kupp had about 140, 145 himself. And you can't deny that, yeah, the Buccaneers held things down on the front line, only allowing 37 rushing yards. But in the air, yeah, the Rams lit them up. And week to week, and this is what it boils down to, the Rams' offense is average as hell. Week to week, the offense will pull up, will put up and pile up yards, but they will only give you about 24 points per game, average as hell. But the difference between this Rams team and the Rams team from a couple of years ago, this Rams team, the defense is kicking ass. There's no doubt. Second in the NFL points per game, coming in at about 19. You look at their front line. Yeah, Aaron Donald, nobody wants to see him. Leonard Floyd looks like he has a revitalized career. People in Chicago may look at him and go, what's going on? Michael Brockers. You have Jalen Ramsey holding things down in the back at the cornerback position. It looks like he wants to blow up every human being that goes by him. And then that strong safety, yeah, you got Jordan Fuller last night, who had his Wikipedia changed. Super producer Stu Kovacs, they changed Jordan Fuller's. He intercepted Tom Brady twice. And they went ahead and someone went and changed his wiki page, right?
Yeah, someone said that he was Tom Brady's father.
Oh. That is, I guess, supreme ownership. So even Jordan Fuller has gotten in on the act for a few hours only on Wikipedia. Maybe it's still there. Jordan Fuller was Tom Brady's dad. And so this defense is something to be reckoned with. Now, can this team go on another Super Bowl run? That I'm not so confident in. I believe in Sean McVay, one of the best coaches in the NFL. We can take the word young out of it. And this is actually what Sean McVay had to say about the team's strong record at this point of the season at 7-3.
It says that we're 7-3 and we got to go see if we can get our eighth win. That's it. I'm proud of these guys. I love this team. I love how connected they are. But I think we all know that this is one win. It's a great win, but you know, you got to reset. You got to hit the reset button. We've got to continue to improve.
Yeah, you got to continue to improve. The Rams' next game comes against a Niners squad who beat them a few weeks ago, caught them napping. The Niners beat them 24-16. And the rest of their games, their remaining games, two games against the Arizona Cardinals, the New England Patriots, the New York Jets, and the Seattle Seahawks. So it's reasonable here that if you're a Rams team, you probably believe, sitting on top of the NFC West right now, that you can go ahead and go to the playoffs. And we know once you get to the playoffs, for the most part, you have an opportunity to potentially go on a run. And beating one of the favorite teams, even though people may look at Tampa and say too many stars and this and that, come on, with all of that talent, they're a favorite team. They went into this season with expectations internally about competing for a Super Bowl, and more so externally by anyone who has half a brain, that they would likely, with all the talent they have, compete for a playoff spot. And Jared Goff knows that and understands that coming off of the victory last night. And he personally, he's happy with the performance knocking off the Bucs.
I've always believed in myself in any situation, but when you actually do it and do it in a tough environment, yeah, of course, it makes you feel good and you're happy about it. But I expect to do that, and we all expect to do that. So, it was a good one.
Expect to do that. He has the, for a man who didn't get an opportunity to shake Tom Brady's hand, he has an opportunity to go back to the playoffs. One thing that you can't take away from Jared Goff, he quarterbacked a team to the Super Bowl. They might have gotten to the Super Bowl and fell flat in one of the most boring games ever. I believe the final score was 13-3. He still got there. He has the experience. You don't doubt whether or not he's able to do it. I mean, he's not Jimmy Garoppolo right now. People are looking to dump him like a bad habit. And so their offense, with Jared Goff getting the ball out to Woods and getting it out to Kupp, and last night, even though the run game wasn't working between Henderson and Brown and Akers, yeah, the defense is going to carry this team. I just don't know if that's enough. Sean McVay, though, he's the head coach. He runs the guys out there. He has an optimistic mindset about this group.
Things that we expect, you know, I don't ever take for granted how tough it is to win in this league, but, you know, we do have high expectations, and I have a lot of confidence in our players, especially, you know, really on this team, but as the offense to be able to make plays. I thought, like I said, Cooper and Robert really stepped up in a big way with the opportunities that they did have.
Sure they did. 130 yards, 145 yards. I mean, damn it, of course they stepped up, and Goff did a good job at getting them the ball. Overall this season, Jared Goff has 16 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Darrell Henderson and Malcolm Brown, they're doing a lot of the work. 9 touchdowns combined on a run. Almost, I think, about 800 yards on the ground. The combination, and even throwing Akers in there, the combination of their running backs, I think someone called up and said three-headed monster, and I just had to go, come on. You got two guys primarily doing the brunt work. They just have the opportunity to throw 3 running backs out there. Just because you got running back by committee doesn't make these guys monsters. Doesn't mean they're running you into the ground. The offense is efficient. The defense, this is, if you want to talk about winning in a classic format and in a classic way, the Rams are the closest team to doing that, I believe, here in 2020. Control the game on the ground. Don't turn the football over. Let the defense keep you in the game. Grind them out. That's what the Rams are doing. And I don't know if that's going to be enough by the time they get into the playoffs to go back to the Super Bowl. That's just being real. You go ahead and take a look at the NFC in the playoffs. I know about the defense, but it's not just one game. The defense is going to have to put a stop to multiple teams in the playoffs. Am I going to go ahead and say, and last night they certainly did it via a field goal, but we're going to go to the playoffs. Am I going to look at the Rams and think that in consecutive games they're going to outscore, I don't know, Let's throw a name out there. Seattle? No. Green Bay? No. New Orleans? No. Tampa Bay? No. Are they capable of beating any one of these teams? Yes, and absolutely. They are. And they have beat some of the teams I just mentioned. But to do it in consecutive weeks, going from wild card to divisional to a championship to a Super Bowl, my answer is no. I don't think the offense is good enough. I don't think a team that has an offense of 24 points per game, even with their great defense, unless the defense is going out there and going to score some touchdowns and really change momentum in that difficult way, I don't see it. And so I'm actually, I don't want to say they've overachieved this season, but I certainly didn't expect this out of them right now. I thought this offense, to be quite frank, I thought the offense was gonna be flat. So to consider them to even be average at this point in time is certainly a compliment. But we know this Rams team is based off of defense. And it's nice to go on a run. It's nice to feel optimistic after beating a crybaby Tom Brady. In the big scheme of things, enjoy the run. But I think their best run was a few years ago when they went to the Super Bowl. Despite this, Jared Goff, with the games I told you they have left, the Niners, the Cards, the Pats, the Jets, the Seahawks, Jared Goff, quarterback, he has high hopes for the rest of the season.
We can be as good as we want to be, honestly. We've got it all in front of us. I mean, we're 7-3 now, and you know, winning against Seattle last week, winning against Tampa this week. We've got some division games coming up, some big ones, but you know, everything's there for us to take, and we got to take it one week at a time and keep playing good ball. I think our defense is still playing outstanding, and the better we can be on offense, I think we're really close to being where we want to be.
Yeah, well, damn it. If you can get better on offense, then that would do a whole lot. I'm not counting on it. So when it comes to the Rams and knocking off the Bucks last night, great win. Solid victory. Key plays, clutch plays. Ride that momentum for the rest of the season. I think they will. And I believe they will go to the playoffs. But I think that's where it stops. They may actually even win a game. But I'm not throwing the Rams back into Super Bowl contention. I'm not running the Rams past some of those other teams in the NFC that I called out. The NFC, even up until this point, has been a wild, wild West. Apropos for a team that literally plays in the West. But that's where it stops. So if you're a Rams fan, enjoy the ride. They are going to go to the playoffs. But I think that's where things stop. Unless Jared Goff, what he said, comes true, and that offense can do a whole lot more stepping up. Because there's some teams in the NFC, which is real bunched up, 7-3 and 7-4 teams, that can light them up. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Los Angeles Rams? Do you believe they're legit contenders in the NFC? Do you think they can go on another Super Bowl run this season with this squad? I don't think so. I don't think the offense is dynamic enough. The defense is great. The offense, pretty average. Your phone calls when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. California sure does know how to party. The Los Angeles Rams are now at 7-3, sitting on top of the NFC West. Last night, they dumped off or got rid of those Pro Bowlers out of Tampa Bay with that Tom Brady guy. One of the best defenses in the league, but an offense that I consider to be just okay. Is just okay going to be enough for these Rams to go on another Super Bowl run, for them to legitimately get into the playoffs and compete? I don't think so. Not with all these other teams with all the firepower that they have. Nope. So I've opened up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. That is easy. You can also tweet me at JRSportBrief. Let's go ahead and get on these phone lines. Let's start off with John. He is calling up from New Orleans. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the Rams so far? What do you think they'll do if they get into the playoffs?
Well, before I get into that, JR, first of all, long-time listener, first-time caller, and it's an honor to be on the phone with you, and just happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving to you and your loved ones. I want to get that out the way first.
Thank you. As to you as well. Go ahead.
Man, you know what? I'm going to change my mind. I was telling your producer one thing. I said yes and no. You know what? I'm going to go with no. I agree with you 100%. I'm just not buying them. Like, I get it. You know, they beat, you know, we beat the Saints beat the Bucks. I'm saying we, but the Saints beat the Bucks not once but twice. But I'm just not buying the Rams, man. I think they're pretenders, man. And I feel like if the Seahawks can just tighten up their defense just a little bit, just be average, man, I don't think they stand a chance. But we about to find out, right? Don't they play the Seahawks coming up here in a couple weeks? I think they do. So, JR, I'm not buying them, man. And I guarantee you, if they come down here in New Orleans and face us, they ain't got a chance.
Oh, they're going to get
– We owe them one anyway. So,
yeah, they're going to –
they ain't got a chance.
They're probably going to get whooped up. I mean, if you think about the losses that they've incurred this season, Los Angeles has lost to the Bills. They fell asleep against the Niners, and they also lost to the Dolphins. And so the Niners, they have a chance to go ahead and get revenge. The Seahawks are later on this season, which they already, hold the tiebreaker against them. You know, the Seattle is going to be looking to put up some points and actually get a victory this time. But I just think in an NFL where you need to get to the end of the game and put up points, I'm not confident that they can do that on a consistent basis or level. So I think we just have to see. But, John, I appreciate you, man. You have a wonderful holiday, okay?
You too, JR. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you so much. Feel free to call up anytime, John. Let's go out to Ventura, California, and let's talk to Greg. Greg, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, JR, one of the things that makes you so successful and somebody that I listen to almost every night is because you're so damn negative. And, here we've got a team that came into this game last night knowing that the Bucks were, what, number one or two in guarding the rush. And what did we do? We threw 51 passes last night, JR. Sean McVay is a great, wonderful head coach. He's got a new defensive coordinator that's outstanding. Forget Wade Phillips. He's old school and gone. And we got somebody in there now that knows how to coach the defense, and we've got a great defense, JR. And all that Jared needs to be a great quarterback is confidence. And I'll admit that he sometimes doesn't have that confidence, but most of the time he does. And going back a couple of years in the Super Bowl, hey, Sean McVay admitted that he blew it. He overcoached himself. He was trying to be this boy genius and beat Belichick, and he came up with all kinds of nonsense that didn't work. And the 13-3 game, by the way, New England only scored 13. Don't forget that, JR. He admitted that it was his fault. It wasn't Jared's fault. It wasn't anybody else's fault. Now they've got a great defense. Those wide receivers outdid with about a dozen catches each than those great Buck receivers. You know, the guys with the big names.
Sure, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, Greg. How many rounds will they have to do this in the playoffs? We're not talking about a game. I'm not talking about two games. I'm talking about potentially having to go out there and do this for four rounds. That's the big one. And for them to do this in consecutive weeks, I'm not so sure. I mean, there's a lot of offensive firepower ahead of them. And the defense is going to have to play lights out. And unless the Rams can wake up and all of a sudden just acquire an elite talent to play with them on offense, someone who is a legit game breaker and not someone who can kind of babysit or walk you down the road or walk you down the field or kind of down you by down you. Yeah, that's how I feel.
Well, they've got a new kicker.
Exciting.
And
I mean, Greg, that's not the most awe-inspiring thing. I'm telling you, we have a team.
They won by 3, JR.
Yeah, they won by 3. Good luck doing that. But good luck every single week doing that, winning by 3.
Hey, is it a win or is it a loss? I don't care if it's 1 point or 10.
Yeah, but my point that I've told you here is that's good, one game. Is that going to be good enough for multiple games to win by 3? I don't think so. Greg, I appreciate you for calling up from Ventura. Thank you.
Good night.
Let's go to Sacktown and talk to Joseph. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead. Joe, you're live on air, my man. Joe is in Sacramento. I don't know if he ran into a cow or what. Let's go to California and talk to Mark. Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how are you? I agree with you. Your assessment of the Rams, I'm a big Ram fan. They don't have a deep threat. They have a bunch of average running backs, kind of an average offensive line. Goff has done a good job, and he makes too many turnovers. Has about 8 INTs this year and probably has about 3 or 4 fumbles. You know, he fumbled a ball in one game, and they ran it back for 78 yards. Then he had a pick 6, so I'm not sure the defense will like Goff that much this year because it puts them in very precarious situations on defense. His 2 INTs yesterday were in their own territory. So he kind of kept the game close, even though he had 376 yards passing. And they should have won the game by 7 points or more. I think they kind of lack killer instinct a little bit, the Rams. They have trouble scoring in the red zone. Not enough touchdowns, not enough points.
Yeah,
they put the yards out there, but not the points. Not
correct.
The problem.
Correct. They are one of the top teams in the NFL in yardage, but what they don't do is score. They are the middle of the road, and this is not a chop down of Jared Goff. This is just the reality, and this might be extreme. Some people may listen to part of what I say and kind of sit on it. He is a glorified babysitter, okay? He's right. The offense is average, and he's right there. I believe he's a slightly above average quarterback, but he's not a game breaker by himself at QB. He's not playing out there with offensive talent who are game breakers themselves. They are good enough to get the job done. They're average. That's exactly what they are. And I don't know if an average offense, even with a spectacular defense, is going to do the job. Thank you so much, Mark, for calling from California.
Thank you.
855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Colorado. Greg, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, hey, man, I've been a Rams fan since 1979, man, when they played the Steelers in the Super Bowl and lost. So, you know, the one thing I look at the Rams and I've seen, I love Jared Goff, man, I really do. You know, we clearly made the best choice on the number one pick looking at, you know, what Carson Wentz is going through. Goff has been, he's been durable, but, you know, the best thing I can say about him, you know, I hope the Rams stick with him. But, you know, I think his time is short. You know, by the end of that contract, man, if he doesn't get better, if not before, they might get rid of him. And but they don't have a true number one. They don't have a true number one deep threat. Robert Woods is not a number one, man. He's number two at best. And without a running game, you know, they don't have a consistent running game. And so, you know, when he had a consistent running game with Gurley, I mean, man, they were doing damage. When Gurley got hurt, you know, it was over from there. So that running back by committee, you know, say what you want, man, but it's crappy. They need a good running game. They need a good number one receiver. They don't have either.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg, for calling up from Colorado. I mean, yeah, when I look at the team, they're average. There's no other way to say it. The Rams are a good team. The offense is average. The defense is great. I don't know if average, especially offensively, is going to cut it when you come to the playoffs. Not at all. I'll continue to take more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. And then also, when we come back, I got to talk about, since we want to talk about Jared Goff, there's a rookie quarterback that got benched the other day. We'll talk about it. His name is Tua Tagovailoa. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're having a conversation about these 7-3 Los Angeles Rams. Just knocked off the Bucks last night. They sit atop of the NFC West. They're rolling. One of the top defenses in the NFL. But the offense, I think it's pretty average. I don't know if average will do the job, so I've been taking your phone calls to get your thoughts. I want to let you know, might as well right now, the Player of the Week is brought to you by Grainger. And if you want to know who got it done, this week it's Rams quarterback Jared Goff. As I just told you, they knocked off, the Rams did, the Bucks 27-24. Goff completed 39 of 51 passes, threw for 376 yards, had three touchdowns. The Rams, they're 7-3 on the season. The Player of the Week was sponsored by Grainger. For all the ones who get it done, there's Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry to help keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call. Click Grainger.com/safety or just stop by. Let's get back to these phone calls and get your thoughts. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Albert, he's calling up from Oregon. Al, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Gresh. Listen, have the Rams played Arizona yet this year?
Have the Rams? Nope, they have two against them.
I think you can tell how good the Rams are going to be by how well they do against the Cardinals. The reason I say that is the Cardinals depend upon their team chemistry. It isn't a matter of separating out the different units to say which is which unit and how they compare with the rest of the league. I think we're making a mistake by saying the Rams have got a great defense. I think they're less than people are rating them as. And also, conversely, I would say that the offense is not as poor as people are saying. So it's unknown what they'll do by the end of the year, but I think you have to look and see how they do against the Cardinals.
Okay. Well, I mean, just to respond to what you had to say about the defense, it's like, damn, I look at the defense and I say, okay, well, they give up the second least points in the NFL. That if that's the name of the game, then I'm going to go ahead and take that. Okay. If you look at the offense, they pile up yards, but they don't score. They're the middle of the road when it comes down to scoring. So I don't know how we can deviate too much there. The defense is doing their job, and the offense is the middle of the road, and that's what it looks like to me, Albert.
Okay, the superstar defensive lineman that everybody's scared of?
Aaron Donald, yes.
Yeah, when I've watched him, I've seen him in two games so far, and he has produced nothing on the statistics sheet.
Okay. Well, maybe that's because everybody knows he's a world wrecker, and they want to stop him. And by the way, he's tied for third. He has 9 sacks on the year, and they've played 10 games. So I don't know where Aaron Donald has been missing, but I would venture to say let's ask some coordinators. Let's ask some offensive coordinators who they don't want whooping their quarterback's ass. And I'd venture to say it's that Aaron Donald guy. We can also ask some offensive linemen who they don't want to see. It'd probably be Aaron Donald. I'm just saying. Let's talk to Frank. He's calling up from Vancouver. Frank, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are you thinking about these Rams?
I think, first of all, thanks, JR, for taking the call. I think they are contenders. You know, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. So I'm just going to break it down real quick. Yes, you said they don't score a lot. They're going to be a top 5 in yards, but their defense is where you got to look at because yards against, they're number 1. Points against, they're number 2. They do have the second, tied second with a rushing touchdown, so most of their points are coming from the run game. So I do think, you know, when they are playing, let's say, well, we saw it last night at Tampa Bay, in those late down the stretch, I think they're going to buckle up and they're really going to, you know, make that team work for it. And I think they're going to get the stops. One other point I want to, you know, make real quick. For all the hating you do on Kansas City, or not Kansas, I'm sorry, the Indianapolis Colts about Phillip Rivers, he actually is right now, well, you know their defense. They got their number two, number five, and number three in turnovers for force, the points against and the yards. But they're actually a top 10 in points. So that offense is kind of rolling. And I think you should start giving the Colts a little bit more credit than you do.
Well, here's the thing. I can look at one game and feel positive about them. And I'll tell you this. Hating is, in my opinion, is an overused word. I think hating is an easy word to use or throw around just in general conversation. You know, someone makes a point and it's commonplace for some. Oh, you're hating because I disagree. When I look at the Colts, I can look at someone who can put up three touchdowns and win a game and say, OK, he's here. But I still believe Phil Rivers is washed up. You know, it doesn't change what has happened, just what happens week to week. Jared Goff last night threw for 376 yards, had three touchdowns and two interceptions. OK, I don't look at things week to week and expect for him to be ass every week. I don't think he's turning into Carson Wentz here. And so I'm not going to get overly excited about a particular stretch run. You telling me right now that they're top 10 in offense? Okay, that might be this week. But the last time I checked, you can be top 10. You can be in it. You can be closer to the middle. They may end up this season finishing closer to the middle. 10 ain't that far from being at 15. So I think their offense has a whole lot more to prove and continue to do, especially with their running back situation, Jonathan Taylor, and then with their washed-up quarterback. If they can do better, then God bless them. I'm going to tell the truth about them just like I tell the truth about everybody else. And for your other point about the Rams more specifically, that's all good and great. But you know what? The thing is, the defense. Yeah, I said they have a great defense. Okay, well, in 2020, I don't know if having a great defense is going to do enough for them to be able to go out there and overcome what that offense does. They'd have to be lights out. And that's real difficult to do in a league right now, which is all about offense. You know, last night we had on Avery Williamson from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he said, yeah, this is a league. It's tailored towards offense. I breathe on the guy, and penalty. So the Rams, that's something they have to overcome, Frank.
Thank you so much, JR. You and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You as well. Thank you, Frank, for calling from Vancouver. Let's go to North Carolina and talk to Joseph. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm driving now, so if you hear background, that's just
me. You sound good. You got those windows rolled up?
Yeah, I got them rolled up.
Okay. What do you? Go ahead.
I like listening to you. I'm going to be honest, it's my first time hearing you, but I like how you're describing everything. But some things I think you're forgetting, if like California teams, when I lived out there, the ones that make it to the Super Bowl, it's like they all change up come playoff time. And the things that are the most important thing is, can your offense move when the weather changes, even though it's not going to change that much on the West Coast? And even when the Rams made it, all of a sudden you put their top running back who got hurt, all of a sudden the bowling ball that they got from Denver started playing well. So it's like everyone has a book after 16 games where they're like, okay, you know what? We've scored, let's just say, okay, you're saying they average 24 points a game. But now you have a thing that of these three teams that you're going to have to play, if you can move them offensively, if your offensive line is healthy and you can figure it out, like we're not going to be scoring 30, 40 points a game that much in the playoffs. I mean, you might disagree, and I might be wrong on that. But I just think that if the offensive line is good and if Goff can stop, he looks like a YMCA basketball player.
Oh, my goodness.
He never looks anybody off.
Sure, but that's...
He always looks straight in. I'm, like, looking at him, and I'm, like, looking at this guy going...
But, Joe, that's...
He doesn't look anybody off, though.
Sure, Joe, but you're kind of making points that that I'm going, I'm shaking my head over here and I'm going, yes, this is why I'm saying for the Rams to go to the playoffs and have to do this consecutive weeks, I think they're hard pressed. I mean, they had success last night with the offensive line, especially with Whitworth out. But is this going to last? Is the running game? These are
they supposed to get him back though, or no?
Because I'm not sure. But the fact remains, and this is what it boils down to. You just called Jared Goff. I ain't go that damn far. You said he's a YMCA quarterback. You talked about
YMCA basketball player. He doesn't anybody off.
Well, you put YMCA in front of any professional athlete's name, unless you're going to say they're going to light somebody's ass up for 100, you know, that's not necessarily the most positive thing. So if you're telling me about the offensive line, if you're telling me about the quarterback, if you're telling me about what the running backs can do pending the offensive line, that doesn't sound like an offense that's going to move the chains. And they can score, but this is a thing. And I'll say this again, and thank you, Joe, for calling from North Carolina. This is a thing with the Rams. You take a look at the Los Angeles Rams, who's breaking the game? You know, this is not the Baltimore Ravens of 99 or 2000. This ain't it. I don't think you're going to get a defense right now that's just going to stop the world or just slow you down enough where we can just stay close. We could just stay close. We can kick a field goal and just stay close. I don't think that's going to work for in consecutive rounds in the playoffs. I don't. I think you got to have a game breaker. And that's a piece and that's a part that the Rams don't have right now. They had a game breaker that was in his prime and then he fell apart. Gurley is not there anymore. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. So much more to talk about. I'll continue taking your calls. We have to talk about Tua. We have to talk about disappointments. And I got a top six list for you tonight of athletes I'm thankful for. Don't move. It's CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.